Attention, people of Earth. We're on our way to our planet. We'll be there shortly. But in this, our first contact with you, our headline is,
We do not want your gravel.
We're coming to Earth, first of all,
just to see if we can actually do it. Second, we hope to learn about you and your cultures. Third, if we end up having some free time, we wouldn't mind taking a first-hand look at your almost ridiculously bountiful stores of gravel. But all we want to do is look. You might want to start picking out and clearing off a space for our spacecraft to land.
Our spacecraft, as you will see shortly, is huge. Don't be alarmed. This does not mean that each one of us is that much bigger than each one of you. It's just that we are so many of us who wanted to come, we had to build a really huge spacecraft.
So again, no cause for alarm.
Full disclosure, each of us actually is much bigger than each one of you, and there's nothing we could do about it. So please don't use any of your Earth-style discrimination against us.
This is just how we are. It's not our fault.
Anyway, regarding our spacecraft, it's kind of gigantic. We don't want to hurt anyone, so if you could just clear off one continent, we think we can keep unintended fatalities to a minimum. Australia will probably work, but don't say Antarctica, because we would just melt it, and you'd all be up and underwater. Speaking of gravel, one thing we can tell from our monitoring Earth is how your gravel tastes. It's just something we're curious about, for no real reason. Is it salty? It looks salty. Maybe you can form a commission of scientists, gravel tasters, to look into this and let us know. Just have them collect all the gravel you have and put in one big pile. And then, if you could have your top scientists, gravel tasters, go through this gravel pile, tasting each and every piece, that would be great. Also, if it's not too much of a hassle, have them put up all the saltier tasting pieces in a separate pile. Anyway, that about wraps up this transmission. Look forward to seeing you very soon. Our ETA on Earth is sometimes in the next 450 to 500 years, which we know is a blink of an eye in your Earth time. So start getting ready.
Let's have fun with us.
Yours, a species from a galaxy you haven't even noticed yet. P.S. We saw that you sent some people to your moon recently. Good job. But just letting you know, don't waste your time with the moon. There's no gravel there.
We already checked.